Just a few halakhot in the laws of Musaf. Of course, the Hazara of Musaf is very significant because we have tiki'ot that are designated to each one of the three middle berachot of the Musaf. The poskim, a lot of them hold that that's the main tiki'ot, the tiki'ot of the Hazara of the Amidah. Whereas the tiki'ot that we blow during the silent Amidah is only minhag. But the main tiki'ot of Me'omid is in the Hazara. And the Achamim established the tiki'ot at each beracha. Malchuyot has a tiki'ot, and Zichronot has, and Shofarot. Therefore, it's incumbent to listen to the berachot. So the tiki'ot are being blown by the berachot. But if a person is not listening to the Hazara, he's learning, or he's daydreaming, or he's not involved, so you're just hearing tiki'ot stam. And the original takana was that the tiki'ot have to be by the berachot themselves. So therefore, it's incumbent to want to listen, of course, to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo and answer Amen into the Hazara. Some have the custom to stand for the whole Hazara. And again, if a person is able to, of course, it would be proper even all year round. If a person is able to stand during the Hazara, they have ra'ayot from Harambam. The Rambam's language, when he talks about Hazara, Perek Tet Melchot Tefilah Lecha Gimal, Ve'akol Omdim Ve'shum'im Ve'omnim Amen. So some want to learn Omdim, meaning Omdim Al Raglehem, that they stand. However, others, and that was the custom, of course, Shut Yaskil Abdi brings down, from his father, who was Rosh Hashivat Bet El, that they would not stand actually. They would learn Harambam that when he says Ve'akol Omdim, it means they were quiet, they were silent. Like Ve'yamod HaShemesh means they just stopped, they were silent. So it's a ma'lok and how to learn Omdim. So again, there's what to rely on to sit during the Hazara, as long as you're listening to every word. But for those that learn, the word Omdim literally, so therefore they should try to stand again. That's all year long. Last but not least, Minhagenu Shasibur Omdim BeKolamu Ben Imas Sofia Kedim BaHazrat Hashas. The custom is that the congregants help the Hazan and the Hazara. What do you mean they help them? They answer the Hazan. The Hazan stops at the last, couple of words of the paragraph. And the Sibur answers. And even though it's half a pasuk, or you're just quoting half a line, doesn't matter. The custom is that wherever the Hazan stops, the Sibur finishes off. And then the Hazan finishes, repeats it over again. Which means it's possible if a person wants to pray the Hazara silently with the Hazan, it's okay to do that also. If it gives them extra Kavanah, as long as he doesn't say it out loud, louder than the Hazan itself. But only areas, for example, that has, let's say, the name of Hashem, of course you just listen to the Hazan, you shouldn't say those parts. But the other things that you're reading, Pesukim and things like that, it's no problem. Tochim Asara Kolot B'Kadishat Kabbal. In the Kaddishat at Kabbal, we blow another 10 sounds. And the minhag is clearly to stand during the tikiot of the Kaddish. Last but not least, is brought down from Rav Amram Gaon, it's brought down on Shulchan Aruch, that after Musaf, we blow a Teru'ah Gedolah. There's a big mahlok at where you blow this Teru'ah Gedolah. Some say you blow it after Alinu Shabayah. Some say you blow it before Barichu, and some say you blow it after Barichu. Our minhag is we blow it after Barichu, before Alenu the Shabaya. The reason why we blow the shofar is it's in order to, to confuse the Satan a little, because now everybody's going home to eat, and we don't want the Satan to be mekatreg. Now look at these guys on the Rosh Hashanah, the Day of Judgment, they're going home to eat. So the Teru'ah Gedolah has the ability to, to make a bilbul to the Satan itself, so it won't be mastin. That's why we do it at the end of the tefillah. It would make sense to really mamash after Alenu Shabayah, based on that, right before they're going home. But again, Al Minhag is well documented anyway, that we do it after the Barichu, before Adhan al-Shabbayah.